let's keep some love on the line.
We didn't get that one, but
yeah, we definitely. I mean,
good morning, Medford and Somerville. This is it. This is the series finale. Today's the day. This is the last show for WMFO. Actually, it's the station's over. Believe it or not.
What's the point of going on?
The station. Yeah, they decided. Actually, they had a unanimous vote of the other DJs, and they said that this was due to the fact that this was the best show on the air. That once it was over, they just were canceling the whole station. So, end of an era for the Medford community. But you've been listening to 91.5 in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is it. I think I'm legally obligated at this point to say that that's not true. But it is the last time for our show today.
Until the bots take over.
What if people were? I mean, people would be actually rioting in the streets if they knew that WMFO for real was over. Now they'll just be, instead of rioting in the streets, they'll be weeping in the sheets. Whoa. That's okay to say because they're just sleeping.
Yeah, I cry in my sleep too.
I mean, who doesn't? Yeah. So today's show is going to be heavy on nostalgia, heavy on. I'm really just being a Friday morning show, yeah. Though. It's a beautiful day.
We're trying to keep things classic.
Keep it classic. Let's just keep saying that, huh? Keep it classic.
Keep it classic.
Keep it classic.
Keep it classic.
One shot, the easy money. What's the saying?
It's
one and done.
No, it's a snap or a clap first. I think it's a
easy
snap.
Money. One and done.
No, it's not easy money. It's easy, one and done.
Easy, one and done. That's the kind of goal for today. It's just one and done. What do you have to say for yourself, Zach?
I have to say that I had a nice time with my favorite band, Scattershot, last night.
Oh,
it was my second to last Scatterpalooza. I'll probably show up for a short period of time on Saturday just to say goodbye.
Say goodbye to Scattershot. Scattershot. They had a new song last night.
They had a couple new songs last night.
Like, fresh new singles coming out of Scattershot.
They played Come On Eileen. Hadn't heard that one.
Come On Eileen really fits them, I think, honestly, as a cover band. It's kind of upbeat kind of stuff that they can get into, and it's not like their 11-minute version of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Painful.
It's painful every time.
You really hope when you show up so late to a Scattershot show that you're going to miss Bohemian Rhapsody, which, by the way, did you notice that when it gets to the middle section of the song, they're actually just playing the real recording of Bohemian Rhapsody? They're not playing any instruments at that point or singing. They're just playing the song.
I find that hard to believe.
Catch it on Saturday.
I don't want to catch it on Saturday.
Catch it on Saturday. I pointed it out to three people yesterday, Scatterday. And they all went, oh yeah.
Wait, Saturday. Scatterday. And that's something else.
Wow.
All right, so enough of our promotion. One of Tufts' only cover bands. Let's play some new music.
No.
As is typical for the show. Let's play at least one new song.
We'll play new music later.
All right, what do we got going on now?
What do you think we got going on?
We got old music. UEX 1, UEX 2, UEX 2. All right, let's go. We'll be right back. Forgot to turn the mics back on. It. I forgot that was something that you had to do.
It's all right. These are things that you won't have to remember shortly.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I wanted to. That's a low blow. That's a low blow. All my skills, the boards. All the skills at my boards. I got. We're talking sliders. We got buttons. We're going on, off, red, yellow. That's what I'm talking about. I think we're out of things to talk about.
I mean, if you just throw your lips together.
You gotta speak up.
As if you are making an anteater snout. Or as if you are saying
I'm doing
the
it.
Word.
I'm doing it.
Ooh.
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 Ooh. Are you trying to teach us how to play the oboe?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, that's not cool.
As if you're saying the word ooh.
Not cool, dude.
Ooh.
What else is going on? The Bob. When is the Bob Project gonna officially start?
I don't know.
Okay, so can you get up a list of AI phrases so that we can teach the bot how to train itself? Just a bunch of like neural network, like the disambiguation on Wikipedia for. I'll do it. We're working on this, Zach. You say something while I find it.
The vocabulary. Logic.
Logic. First order logic. Single player microprocessor. Intelligence. Logic. Riemann zeta function. Neural network. Recurrent neural network. Feed forward recurrent neural network. You guys can figure this out.
Yeah, I think they got it.
So apparently marching cards are at Dowling at 10:30.
Oh, so just to let everyone know the plan for the morning.
I think we're going to... Well, we don't need to talk about the whole plan for the morning.
Well, we don't need to talk about the whole plan. We're gonna go to...
We don't need to bore you all with the details.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Hey, now that's what I'm talking
and
about.
And everyone does need to know about that because we're going to be part of the first ever nationwide frozen Dunkin' coffee tasting event.
And that's something else. That's a public service announcement worth noting.
And that's sponsored by Nationwide.
So, Nationwide is on your side.
And then we're going to head over to Dowling and we're going to pick up our marching cards. And lastly, we're going to speak to our friend
Jake?
Josh.
If you say Cap. Josh, if you say Josh Van Faris,
no, not him.
Josh Kaplan.
Josh Kaplan. We're gonna go say hi.
I don't care about that. Anyways,
And that's about it.
What else we got going on? Let's play some new music. New music. That's may I note that the official tagline of this show
does not say new music. So it's an eclectic mix of
comedy, radio, and new music. It changed when we put the focus on new music.
Well, I think we should change it back.
Wait, how do I find the...
Hey, you have to mouse over, I'm pretty sure.
Let's see, I'm mousing.
Maybe they don't...
An eclectic mix of talk, comedy, radio, and fun. That's what we are. And new music.
So if you ask my resume, it does say emphasizing new music.
Yeah, that is amazing that you did put that on your resume. I don't know what you thought was going to come out of that.
Well, at the time...
You got grilled about new music.
At the time,
job interview.
I put it on the resume. That was the focus of the show. For those of you who are not in the know, I was asked what was at the top of the Billboard chart on a recent job interview, which wasn't great. We're going to play... It's a new release, so it's fine. But they're not new songs. These are classic songs. New releases, though. Do you understand the difference?
No, I don't know what it
is. Do you understand the difference?
I don't get it. Just play
the song. I don't think Charlie gets it. It's all right.
Play the song.
He doesn't get it. He doesn't get it.
That's not new music.
It is. That acoustic album by the Cranberries came out just last week. Speaking of new music, that's a really nice feeling. In 2015, came back from the summer and probably had my first true, you know, exposure to enjoying some new music. And some of the artists that I liked back then, Chris Baio, longtime friend of the show.
Longtime friend of the show. He has, what's the other guy's name? Steve Baio?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Chris Baio, we got Steve Baio. They're both good friends of the show.
Yeah, he's back with new music that we haven't heard. We'll probably take a listen to later.
Let's just take a listen to that right now.
Why not?
We'll do some other stuff, you know. We got and stay tuned later on in the show. We got an appearance by Alex the Voice.
Oh.
So right. That's kind of where we're at. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep the road safe.
Is this the traffic report?
When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I tried to do my best reading that. That was my last PSA, end of an era. So if you're looking for more public service announcements, you could listen to any of the other shows that air during any of the other 167 hours of the week. This show's gone. It's over, okay? So just stop worrying about it.
Stop listening to this show.
You won't be hearing anything from us.
More content.
We're out of content. We're out of content almost a little early today. I feel like we're kind of grasping at straws here.
We still have time for a traffic report.
Well, you see, you're even now you're rushing into the traffic report. We just finished. We're talking about pedestrian safety. We need to focus on that. We can't go shifting gears so fast.
I think people want a traffic report.
You gotta speak up.
The problem.
Nope, that was too loud. The problem.
With pedestrian safety, is that we're not talking about traffic.
Well, yeah, I mean the pedestrians can get jammed up. They can, have you ever been to a sports game?
Yes.
There's a lot of people
There's foot traffic.
Do the traffic report.
Charlie's proved me wrong. I don't want to do the traffic report.
Oh, anymore. Now he's too good for the traffic report. How it is. This show is falling apart.
I just don't want to do the traffic report
in its last moments.
You know, if you're out there on the roads right now, why don't you give us a call, 855-915-WMFO. Let us know how the traffic's looking. Request a song. We might play it.
I think we actually have 100% ratio there.
The name of the song. Yeah, we did pretty well.
Also, we've had about 3 requests for songs this whole time,
open invitation. Call us, let us know how it is on the roads, and we'll play your song. Corollary to this offer. If you don't tell us how it is on the roads, not gonna play your song. That being said, why don't we talk about
the traffic?
No.
I'm getting confused.
The weather. It's nice out. It's really nice out. It's colder than yesterday, warmer than tomorrow.
Is this real life?
Yes.
We're talking. Let's play some new music.
I would actually like to just take a second to be a little bit nostalgic. Many years ago, I came onto Dat Heart, soon to become All Dat, soon to be renamed Dat Heart again, radio for the first time.
It was a tough rebranding.
I sat in this very seat, except it was a different chair, but it was in the same position. I was sitting here and I was asked to play a song, and it was the first song I ever played on this show.
And you know what it is. And you're going to play it now, or are you going to play something else?
I'm going to play something completely. No, I'm going to play it now.
All right.
This is the first song.
That's nice, I guess.
It's the last song I play on the radio because I'm bailing after this.
Chris Bale, more like Chris Bailing. It's time for the traffic report.
Oh, hello there!
Nope.
Thank you for checking in to...
If you don't drop this accent in a second,
Dr. Jimmy's traffic report.
Nope, you're not Dr. J... You just be... You put your regular voice back on, or I'm throwing you out that window.
Here we are at the windows. We're sitting in the...
We can't even...
The station of WMFO.
Oh, that was painful.
We are looking down at the streets, and we're going to tell you a little bit about the cars that are...
Okay, so I just cut his mic, and at this point, I think that was for the best for the show. And for everyone involved.
I've got so much traffic to tell you.
Okay, well then Dr. Jimmy's gotta go.
So, behind me you can see the intersection of College Avenue and Boston Avenue.
Now we're talking about the news.
And what we see here is there's a lot of cars on this street.
That's something.
What I'm talking about right down there, it's a nice pickup truck, flatbed, but the thing is, it's got the cover on the bed. So whoever's driving that went out and purchased their own, like, new cover device. 94 bus is passing by. I really wish it were the 80 bus, because I love
I do like the 80 bus.
Other news, it's a little bit warm out, so, you know, we do have some routine exercisers just passing by on the sidewalk.
They're sweating.
Sorry?
They're sweating?
They're not too sweaty. It's not warm as yesterday, so, you know, they're probably going to take warm showers when they go home. Unlike the ones yesterday, they were taking cold showers when they got home.
That's not really part of the traffic.
Well, you're not part of the traffic.
Hey, no, that's... It's true. I don't have a car.
What else do we got over here? Well, she just crossed the street without looking both ways.
No, she should have been listening to the PSA.
Yeah.
It's dangerous. Imagine that if in our last traffic report we were like reporting on it and we just saw someone get absolutely nailed by a car because they didn't listen to the pedestrian PSA.
You should have listened to the PSA. You should have listened to the
PSA. PSA.
You should have listened to the PSA. You should have listened, or you're gonna be away from life.
Oh, that wasn't a great ending. Had you managed to throw a couple more verses together, a couple more lines together, that would have been something else.
Yeah, that was
2-5-1, if I'm not mistaken.
So that was the traffic report with Dr. Jimmy Schmidt.
Wait a second. Did you ever play Toast Yoga for the radio?
No.
Oh, well, let's do the world premiere of Toast Yoga, please. Thank you very much.
All right, here's a...
This is Zachary Graziano's one and only composition for Music 10, and it did earn him a grade of A. Or earn him a grade of Czech plus plus, which translated into an A.
Czech plus plus, classic. Hold on.
It's got a circus theme. We're a circus school.
I understand.
We got Toast Yoga coming up hot and fresh, ready for you.
This is performed by the legendary...
Well, actually, no, let's tease. I've got a little bit of a plan. So, let's play one piece of new music and then one piece of really new music. I got a whole plan going.
What's new? Which one
play
is...
Play not Toast Yoga.
And then play Toast Yoga?
Yeah.
The new music I'm going to play is newer than Toast Yoga.
That's not... Well, that's the kind of detail that we can spare the audience.
Right. Let's play some new music, friends.
From...
Sorry. Family. Because we're a family.
At WMFO, show. Yeah, all right. Well, it's mainly my family listening, I guess, so...
Oh, yeah, there's that.
There's that.
Been feet that is made from Qatar got rid of me. All those feelings every day, the bus stop was the size of the entire world. The ball that broke your tooth and carving at me all the time was I had done you.
That's a piece of new music.
Little bit of new music.
A little bit of new music.
A little bit of new music with Charlie and Zach on WMFO, featuring guests like Ron Meetingham. I'm Ron Meetingham, and I want to put meat where there's ham. Dr. Jimmy Schmidt. Welcome to the traffic report.
That's
with
not even
Dr. Jimmy Schmidt.
That wasn't even
the name that you said earlier. Yeah, it is.
I don't think it was.
It was.
It was Dr. Jimmy.
Well, Dr. Jimmy, and then I qualified it with Dr. Jimmy Schmidt after.
Naming is deep and subtle.
We call him Dr. Jimmy for short. But you know, if we're to be precise, his name is James.
Are you wanna do the world premiere?
Let's do the world premiere.
So this is maybe you can introduce the piece, seeing as it is the piece that you so artfully composed.
So Toast Yoga is really a piece about toast, mostly, and I really got to thinking. There's toast, which is just bread that's toasted. And you can, you know, you take a bite of the toast and it's crunchy. So when I was trying to think of textures for this piece, the first thing I needed was a little bit of crunch. I needed I needed the bread to really give, to really have a crumb structure that.
Just roll it. Roll the clip.
Toast. Yeah. 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 Toast. Yeah.
It's weird. It's almost like I didn't see the ending coming.
The ending is a bit subtle, really, to understand, and I wouldn't expect, you know, just anyone to
off the street to really toast get it. Yoga.
So it's really all about we're really fooling the listener into thinking that we're really playing around in the C Mixolydian mode. It turns out though that we, you know, in that last A prime section, we use the 7 chord of the F major scale, that E diminished. We resolve onto an F. It looks like we're going back to that C Mixolydian, you know, melody. But at the very end, just out of nowhere, we've got a 2-5-1 in F major.
not great.
No, it could have ended a little bit better, but it's all right.
It's interesting that most of that musical analysis was not a lie. Actually, none of it was. It was all; those were all real words, and they were correct and applied to the piece. We have the whole MIDI file here.
I mean, I did write the piece, so I do know what's going on. I did reach a point writing this final composition when I was like, "Hey, this is pretty long. This is about 1:15 long. All right, I'm gonna throw a 2-5-1.
I'm gonna throw a 2-5-1." All right. Honestly, I think one of the biggest regrets I have for this show is that we didn't use more MIDI.
Yeah, I mean,
I was just listening to that right there, and the MIDI combined with Alex the Voice gave us this kind of electronic feel that was, it was pretty advanced sounds. See, I didn't ask for you to sing.
So we've had a lot of guests on this show. We already talked about Ron and Dr. Jimmy, but we've also had Chip Skylark.
Chip Skylark, that was cool.
And Lack Yarn was on a couple times.
That's not a real person.
He's real. No, we never had Elias. We had Jake. Well, Jake's kind of just here. We did have a couple other guests.
We had Jordan Abosh on once, I think.
Really? That was before my time.
That's maybe not true.
We had Zach Flicker on at least once.
At least once. True. All right.
Twice.
Let's play some music. I think you know what to do.
Already?
I guess it's not time yet.
It's not quite time.
Do we have time for 2 songs here? I think we do.
Two songs could be pushing it.
What else do we have to say?
You know what we didn't talk about?
What?
The Great British Bake Off.
So we have the Great British Bake Off is on is on Netflix, and it's a good show. The technical bake is always fun to watch. It's a PBS show, I guess, is where they like bring it back. That's where it airs on TV now. But I guess it was originally a BBC show. I think we're allowed to promote public broadcast. We're allowed to do whatever we want.
I mean, we've been promoting all sorts of things.
We've basically been promoting Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
what else is going on? I guess, you know, you do this show for so long, and then comes time for the last show, there just isn't much to talk about. I think we did promise that there would be a script and that we wouldn't be doing this.
Well, no, we didn't.
And here's the joke is that we've been reading off of a script this whole show.
Yeah.
So
if you go to charliemeyer.co/script,
it's on there.
Copy.
It's on there. You wanna cook that up today?
Oh yeah.
How fast do you think you can type it?
I applied to be a freelance transcriptionist yesterday. So
did they make you do a test transcription?
Yeah.
How did you do?
Fine. It was like fairly simple.
All right. So
they let you slow down the audio a little bit, and like they give you some hotkeys to go back and forth and stuff.
So yeah, here's the deal.
Really well designed.
Is that we've been reading off the script this whole time, and
we're not transcribing this audio.
It's just interesting that he has that complimentary set of skills, but it's just that we haven't uploaded the file yet. So yeah. We'll put that up.
You know
later
the problem
today.
With you know these screenwriting packages and tech. There's a lot of dependencies that, going from my machine and to Charlie's just had to be resolved. And
yeah, a lot of, because our computers are totally different.
Yeah. Well, I'm working on a Thinkorswim, and Charlie's working on a
That was not even the right pitch for Crazy Frog, and that was so annoying. That was so annoying. This is some of your last 8 minutes of your radio career, and you do that. You max out the volume on the board.
For the first time ever.
For the first time ever, he spoke up, and he spoke up too loud, and he screamed. He screamed into the microphone. You disappoint me. Roll the clip.
Ron Meetingham.
If you say Ron, here's the thing, okay, is that no one knows what your inside jokes are. When they're not even the inside jokes related to the show. Ron Meetingham isn't a person.
Ron Meetingham comes from the show.
Just barely. It not even.
Ron Meetingham is a
longtime friend of the show.
Ron Meetingham comes from the show. Ron Meetingham I may have made up previous to the show, but I fleshed out his character right here on the show. He's running for some office. Vote Meetingham.
Hardly true. All right, roll the clip.
And parts of it are true.
This is the end of the show. This is all we got. And I think you know why we're playing this. It's all over.
Nah.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol. So finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Home. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. Take me home. Closing time. Time for you to go out to the places you will be from. Closing time. This room won't be open till your brothers or your sisters come. So gather up your jackets, move it to the exits. I hope you have found a friend. Closing time. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. Take me home. I know who I want to take me home. Take me home. places you will be from. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. Take me from some other beginning's end.
Now, if that doesn't have you tearing up, I don't know what will. But, you know, regarding the future of the show, as we've been talking about, you know, the bots will come to replace us.
It will happen.
There is some novel research that has to take place. I will likely write my PhD on the topic. And so we'll see what happens there, but artificial intelligence will get us there. We will have a show. It'll be sometime in the next 5 to 10 years,
and it will replace us.
And it'll be happening in perpetuity. So,
if we do ever get a chance to, you know, cover a single show in a couple of years,
yeah, we'll have a reunion show. It'll be well publicized, and I guess this is the last minute of the radio.
Yeah.
So it's been a wild ride. Thank you for all your calls. Thank you for all your support. All the accolades, the awards have been great. They've really meant a lot to us.
We've enjoyed creating new content for you.
The content
week after week.
We've talked a lot. We've made our noises.
We've done a disservice upon you.
We've discussed that ad infinitum.
We've introduced new characters and new friends. We've brought the best Australian albums to you. Now you'll bring them to us.
Keep it locked on WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. I guess you've been listening to 91.5, and this is the end of the show.
That's it, people.
That's all we got. We got to turn automation back on.
Yeah, we do need music.
And one last technical flub, huh?
Hey.